This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Canva.
Yetis, in sports as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you'll play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said, she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, July 14th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
TBOY.
TBOY, Jack.
If you're watching us on video, by the way, do you like our new digs?
Yeah. Does it look like we snuck into Dua Lipa's personal recording studio?
We kind of did.
Yeah, we kind of did.
We are recording from Spotify's Podcast City in Los Angeles.
Literally an entire 16-studio podcasting village built by Spotify.
This is restoration hardware.
It is.
But for potting.
It's like Soho House, but for two guys to yell into microphones. Jack, what's our first story today?
Tinder just acquired a dating app so exclusive we can't download it. We couldn't jump in Tweety Boy style.
No, because the most important variable in dating isn't love, it's time.
For our second story, inflation just hit a level so high we couldn't afford to whip up a tickle.
Yeah, so Jack and I are going full Mythbusters on the inflation situation.
Our third and final story is about ducks, cavemen, and the gecko Geico.
I'm curious, go on.
There's a secret strategy behind insurance mascots.
Besties, the more boring the business, the more important the mascot.
That's a great story.
That feels good. I like this feel.
Hit this wonderful mix.
This is a wonderful mixture.
I flew into Los Angeles from Vermont.
Yes, you did.
Layover in Chicago.
Not bad.
They did logistics.
Not bad.
Nick flew here from San Francisco.
I did, but here's the key. Jack and I didn't check a single bag every time.
Because like Robert De Niro warned us in Meet the Parents, great flick.
A checked bag is a lost bag.
Jack Burns from Meet the Parents has never been more correct. Lost bags are up big.
Get this, Yetis. Every month, the Department of Transportation releases the number of mishandled or lost bags by each and every airline, and Jack and I got curious.
Spoiler!
Yeah?
It ain't pretty.
No, it is not. Turns out, lost or delayed baggage, it's up a whopping 67%, Jack.
This is the worst era for bags since before wheels were on suitcases.
Oh, and Jack, I know what people are wondering. They're wondering what the worst airline is. It's American Airlines.
American Airlines isn't making us proud to be American.
No, they lost 7 bags for each 1,000 bags that were checked.
Not as bad as I thought.
Jack and I did the math for you. That means for every 3 American flights that took off today, one passenger is stuck wearing the same pants tomorrow.
Tom, are those pit stains?
No, they're... Yeah, they are.
Your Toomey's been destroyed.
Your away has gone away.
Your Samsonite, say goodnight.
How did Gaylord Fokker put it, Jack?
You can have my suitcase when you pry it from my dead cold fingers.
But Yetis, if you lost a bag, just remember this today.
Luggage needs a vacation too.
Yeah, maybe your suitcase needed a vacation as well.
Sure, you're going to France. but your suitcase preferred Switzerland.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies who lost a bag today?
No bag is ever lost. It's on holiday.
Let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Match, the dominator of dating apps, just acquired the OG exclusive dating club.
Match Group acquired the league because time is greater than love.
Match, the pure play love stock.
Yeah.
How's it doing over there?
Match Group is down 50% this year.
Okay, but it's still worth $20 billion, which is more than two lifts.
Why didn't they take the ticker symbol love?
It feels like a missed opportunity.
I think they're MTCH, right?
They are. It's not as cool.
It's unfortunate.
Yes, it is. In the meantime, the key reason that Match has a $20 billion valuation is because it owns more of the dating app industry than Cupid.
Match Group is comprised of Tinder, Hinge, Plenty of Fish, and 45 other dating apps.
It's just like one awkward missing there.
It's everything but Bumble.
Right. And Match just added one more star to its crown, its most exclusive dating app yet, The League.
The League is an 8-year-old dating app that you have to apply to, like a school.
Right. How does The League describe itself, by the way? What's its own profile description?
It's a dating community for the overly ambitious who know that they refuse to sell.
Sounds like the opening line of like a Real Housewife of New Jersey on Bravo.
They want to be the 9th school in the Ivy League.
They think they are.
The League is really an elite pheromone club because they have an admissions department and they accept you depending on your social media profile.
Like Phi Beta Kappa, fluent in 3 languages. You're a Goldman Sachs investment banking analyst who already got promoted to VP in year one.
Oh, you give back to the community by fostering puppies?
Oh,
you're
in. You are in.
You're accepted.
Congratulations.
Now, to be an admissions officer at the league, you must be extremely good at reading books by their cover.
It's not what's on the inside that counts. At the league, it's what's on the LinkedIn side that counts.
So Nick and I looked at the league, and we decided that their target audience is really a demographic that we call the time poor.
The time poor. Yet, as you may remember, we talked about the demographic, the time poor, about a year ago when we were talking about Sweetgreen's IPO.
A Sweetgreen customer has plenty of money. They'll pay $18 for a salad, but they're poor on time, so they want that salad quickly.
It's a whole subsect of the generation that's prioritizing efficiency, but expecting the same high quality.
The league reveals that their true value proposition is for the time poor.
Right, because Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style. They mentioned the word love on their website 2 times. They mentioned the word match 1 time.
They mentioned the word time 7 times.
They mention the word time almost 4 times as much as they mention the word love.
The league's biggest value prop is that they will save you time as a dater.
The goal is love, but the priority is ASAP.
Finding your life partner is the greatest return on investment in your life.
Yeah, and that requires the investment of time.
But the league knows you don't have time. So they filter out people who don't meet your resume standards. They save you time.
Dating's not about love. It's about time. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Match?
The league borrowed a lesson from media for dating. Content is king. Curation is queen.
Besties, there are plenty of fish in the sea, and that's a good thing, but it is also a challenge.
It's a lot like when you open up Netflix these days.
It is.
Spend like 20 minutes deciding what to watch. There's too many options. It can feel paralyzing.
Now, the quality of that streaming content you watch
and the quality of dating options,
that is paramount.
Content is king in what you watch and in who you date.
But with so much content out there that is quality, curation has become queen.
So you will pay, and there's value for a service that limits the options, but keeping them all quality.
Yeah, like Apple TV Plus, they limit the options of what you can watch to just quality shows, and that's doing quite well.
The league limits options for who you can date.
Because content is king, but curation is queen. For our second story, a report just showed that inflation was supposed to get better. It got worse.
Gas prices are the problem within the problem.
Yeah, it is.
But there is a glimmer of hope.
Okay, so Jack, it turns out inflation is inflating itself.
We've got Inception in the consumer price index.
Yetis, the government just reported that the average prices for us consumers rose a whopping 9.1% from last year.
How did they do last month, by the way?
That's up from 8.6% 1 month ago. And it's a record that's like 41 years old.
Now, half of that inflation situation isn't just the price of your burger. It isn't just the price of your latte. It's specifically the gasoline.
Gas prices were so high last month that we got 9.1% inflation.
Now, full disclosure, Jack and I don't even buy gasoline anymore.
We have electric cars.
But even for us electric car drivers, gasoline is that one measurement we all use to gauge the inflation situation.
Gas prices is the only price tag we see every day.
We said it before, and those high gas prices today, they're making people understandably angry.
And because of the high inflation it's causing, it's making American paychecks lose value.
Now, here's the interesting thing. That has led to a couple myths, one myth in particular.
We should lease out more land in America so that oil drillers can drill more oil.
Exactly. We've heard that before. That happens to be, though, a myth.
It's not that we have too little land to drill. We actually have a surplus of drillable land right now.
Right. Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style because we ended up going full Mythbusters on this thing.
We produce less oil in America right now than we did before the pandemic.
Because they're untapped oil wells just sitting there across Texas, ready, but they're not getting drilled at the moment.
Private companies drill oil in our country, and private companies are deciding not to drill more oil right now.
And we know what you're thinking. Oil prices are at these record highs, so why aren't the oil drillers who have access to places to drill drilling that oil?
Because everyone is afraid there might be a recession. And if there is a recession, oil prices could plummet.
Yeah, so drillers aren't drilling, not because they don't have the land, but because they're nervous right now.
So the U.S. government doesn't drill oil. Private companies aren't drilling more oil. So we're looking abroad for more oil at the moment.
And the Fed is nagging us to buy less oil in the first place. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are everyone in the economy?
The biggest solution for high gas prices might sadly be a recession.
Okay, Yetis, we do come bearing some good news here. Gas prices have actually fallen for 28 straight days, not too shabby.
Gas prices had a record high $5 per gallon nationwide average in June.
Yeah, you felt that in your Ford Bronco.
And it happened at the worst moment, the start of summer road trip season.
You hit the Jersey Turnpike, and then you got hit with the high gas prices.
But right now, a glimmer of hope, it's down to $4.63 a gallon.
It's a small drop, but it's in the right direction.
And it's happening because the whole world is worried a recession might be coming.
And less economic activity from the factories, that would mean less demand for oil and gas.
There are no easy options to solve the problem of high gas prices.
So it's kind of messed up, but the most likely solution might actually be a recession.
Now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
Okay, so Jack and I got into the news business with our previous company, MarketSnacks.
Our goal was basically to democratize financial news for our generation.
Cut the jargon, talk about the profit puppy.
So when we first connected with Robinhood, there was a chemistry there.
We were doing for financial news what Robinhood was doing for the financial system.
Robinhood was democratizing finance for all, and it started by eliminating trading commissions and building a beautiful app.
Remember, we had the same color green, so
the green was destiny.
Destiny, absolutely.
So we sold Market Snacks to Robinhood, and we launched Robinhood Snacks.
The equivalent of proposing, getting married, and building a family together in just 3 years.
Much more to come on why we're thrilled that Robinhood is our exclusive sponsor.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, you can go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/T-B-O-Y.
Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view the fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood no longer affiliated with us or the podcast. For our third and final story, Heinz Field, home to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It isn't Heinz Field anymore.
It's now an insurance company's field because of mascot money.
Heinz Ketchup. Like, honestly, the most famous thing in Pittsburgh outside football, steel, and chipped ham.
Chipped ham?
Chipped ham. Have you had Pittsburgh Black, like a steak Pittsburgh Black?
No.
It's like black on the outside, red on the inside.
What's chipped ham?
They're really hungry in Pittsburgh. That's the takeaway here. They're hungry all the time.
Yeti, since 1869, the Heinz Company in Pittsburgh has been making 57 varieties of condiments.
We've always seen like two of them, but we trust you on the other 55.
True. And for 20 years, Heinz has had the naming rights to their hometown football stadium.
Well, here was the shocking news, Jack, and I just woke up to yesterday morning.
That's over. Heinz Field is now Acrisure Field. Sorry, Acrisure Stadium.
Do we even know how to pronounce this? No. Like, honestly, we know.
But it's named after a Michigan-based insurance company.
Which goes by
Acrisure. And for the next 15 years, the Steelers will be associated with touchdowns and term life insurance.
Which means Jack and I just had to jump in T-boy style. And this is what fascinated us about the story.
It turns out that sports stadium names are dominated by two industries.
Our buddy Kendall Baker looked into the more than 100 sports stadiums out of the big four sports leagues.
52 of them have names of financial firms or insurance companies.
Okay, so Yetis, if a stadium that you know and love has a corporate name, there is a greater than 50% chance it is sponsored by a financial or insurance company.
Even the legendary Madison Square Garden.
Classic. They've been so uncorporate for eons.
They are so corporate now, smothered with Chase Bank logos.
Yeah, on everything except for the name. It's hard. It's painful.
The biggest sports fans in the country, it's not your buddy Timmy.
No, it's not.
Who does love the Rangers and the Giants.
He's a good guy.
It's an insurance firm in Michigan.
And get this, insurance firms aren't just into sports stadiums. They're also into sports mascots for very particular inspiration.
Insurance loves mascots.
Yeah, Nationwide is on your side. So, Jack, what's the 15% off takeaway for our buddies over in the sports industry?
The more boring the industry, the more important the mascot.
Yetis, it's not just covering a hockey rink with logos. Insurance companies are obsessed with mascots.
Ever since Geico introduced to us that cute little gecko,
yeah, I love him.
All the insurance companies have raced to create their own mascot.
Yeah, because the way Jack and I see this, since insurance companies all offer the same thing, it is a commodity, brand recognition becomes key.
They differentiate with stadium naming rights and mascots.
Have you met our buddy Jake from State Farm? Or maybe the mayhem guy over at Allstate?
The professor from Farmers Insurance? Flo from Progressive.
Aflac the Duck. How about Liberty Mutual's Emu?
Are you in good hands?
Are you? I don't know. They think you are.
The more boring the industry, the more important the mascot.
No offense here, but insurance, it can be a pretty boring industry. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
Match Group just acquired the league.
Content is king, and the league curates, but curation? That's queen.
For our second story, gas prices hit a record last month, driving inflation to 9.1%.
So to bring prices down, it could take a recession or something close to a recession.
Our third and final story is Heinz Field. It's now called Acrisure Stadium.
Because the more boring the industry, the more important that absolutely adorable mascot. Now time for the best fact yet. This one tweeted in by an IP lawyer in Washington, D.C. named Brian King.
An update, actually, yeah, to our tricky trademarks and crazy copyrights.
So Burger King, they own the term Whopper. It makes sense.
Naturally, the whole chain is based on that huge burger.
But specifically, they trademarked the word Whopper in all caps.
They only scream the word Whopper.
Yeah.
Every time it's written in full uppercase.
It was like maybe a do less situation. They did more.
Some burger chain should launch a lowercase Whopper and see what happens.
Yeah, unclear what will happen. There may be no case here. We'll have to turn to our buddy Brian King.
The Whopper is case sensitive.
If you know, you know. Yetis, you look fantastic today. And remember, if you have a millennial pink away suitcase that definitely you got for Christmas, which unfortunately is missing right now, keep this in mind.
No bag is ever lost. It's just on a holiday.
Jack and I will see you tomorrow. And before we go, happy 10-year anniversary to a couple Yetis, Linda and Steven, who are celebrating by driving across the country.
And happy birthday to Bradley Hamilton in Decatur, Georgia.
And John Michael Viola turning 30 and turning up the volume over in Toronto.
And happy birthday to Kevin Draw in Frisco, Texas.
And Ethan Carota's turning 16 down in San Diego.
Happy birthday to Francis Reichenberg in Reno, Nevada.
And happy birthday to Go Thumb in Denver, Colorado.
Happy 25th to Jared Hurley in Monterey, California.
Not too shabby, turning 25 there.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Bumble, and Nick and I both own stock of Robinhood.
Now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
So 4 years ago, we sold our company and we joined Robinhood.
A lot of people asked, when did we decide that selling was the right move?
So it was actually in our meeting with the co-founders. That's what sold us.
Vlad and Beju, also former roommates, also met in college, also were hanging out in New York City's East Village after the financial crisis.
And they just figured out how the financial system works.
So Vlad and Beju saw that Wall Street bigwigs, they were getting their fees waived and they figured out a way to waive commissions for everyone else too.
So we saw a big, bold vision and decided to join these guys. That's where we spent the last 3 years until now.
It makes sense now that Robinhood would sponsor our newly independent podcast.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, you can get started by going to Robinhood.com/TBOY, choosing a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view the fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
So I haven't worn that red sweatshirt since you told me not to.
Which one?
Actually, Alex told me not to, and I told you that she told me not to, and you agreed. Do you remember when I went out like really red sweatshirt? And you said it clashed with Slam and Salmon, but I think you think it clashed with like the world.
Oh, I think I know.
You're like, well, it is very red, Jack.
It did make people want to lick you like a lollipop, Jack.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.